income statement, and statement of comprehensive income. We begin with the income statement. The income statement measures the financial performance of an enterprise from the aggregation of revenues, expenses, gains, and losses that are not items of other comprehensive income. Now, there's two formats for an income statement. There's the single-step income statement, and then there's the multiple-step income statement. The single-step income statement is a simplified version of the traditional income statement, and it's called a single-step because it only uses one subtraction to arrive at net income. So just a sample income statement. At the top, you have revenues and income less expenses and losses. And that's income or loss from continuing operations, gross of taxes. Less taxes, which are current taxes plus deferred taxes. And that gives you income or loss from continuing operations, net of taxes. And then you have income, and you add to it income or loss from discontinued operations, net of taxes, giving you net income. That's the single-step income statement. Then you have the multiple-step income statement. So in contrast to the single step, the multiple step provides a more detailed view of a company's financial performance by breaking down revenues and expenses into several categories. And if you were buying a company, you would want to see a multiple step. So you begin with net revenues minus cost of goods sold, giving you gross profit. Then you subtract from gross profit operating expenses. Then that gives you operating profit. Then you add to it non-operating gains and revenues. And you subtract non-operating losses and expenses. Then that gives you income or loss from continuing operations, gross of taxes. Then you subtract taxes, which are current taxes plus deferred taxes, giving you income or loss from continuing operations, net of taxes. And then you add to it income or loss from discontinued operations, net of taxes, giving you net income. So let's talk about the components of the income statement that we just discussed. Net revenue. Well, how do you arrive at net revenue? There's five revenue recognition steps. Step one, identify contract or contracts with a customer. Identify the performance obligations in the contract. Determine the transaction price, in other words, the amount. Allocate the transaction price to the performance obligations in the contract. Then recognize revenue when or as the entity satisfies a performance obligation. So revenue recognition calculation, sales, less sales returns, refunds, giving you net revenue. Cost of goods sold. Take opening inventory, add to it any purchases in the period, subtract ending inventory, and that's your cost of goods sold. And I always recommend having that formula memorized algebraically. That way, you can pretty much solve for anything. Gross profit, revenues, minus cost of goods sold, gross profit. Operating expenses. So there's various types of operating expenses. You have selling expenses, general and administrative or G&A expense, research and development or R&D expense, and then impairment losses. Selling expenses, that's things like sales staff salaries and commissions, freight out, advertising, bad debt expense, and depreciation on sales vehicles. So if the vehicle is used to generate sales, selling expense. G&A expense, salaries, rent, insurance, legal, accounting expense, depreciation on office equipment, all the boring stuff. R&D, research and development expense, depreciation on R&D equipment. Impairment losses. These are impairments on tangible and intangible assets if you are an SEC registrant, in other words, a public company. Operating profit. This is gross profit minus operating expenses, giving you operating profit. Non-operating items. You have investment income and expense, gain or losses on disposal, unusual or infrequent items, and impairment losses. So sticking with non-operating items, investment income and expense. This is interest income, interest expense, dividend income, unrealized gain or loss on trading securities, gain or loss on foreign currency transactions. Then you have gain or loss on disposal. So this is when you sell property, plant, and equipment, PP&E, or intangible assets. Then you have your unusual or infrequent items. This is losses due to natural disasters, fire, hurricanes, things that are material but cannot be predicted. Impairment losses. This is losses on tangible and intangible assets for non-SEC registrants. So if you're an SEC registrant, your impairment loss goes to operating expense. If you're a non-SEC registrant, your impairment loss goes to non-operating items. Then you have income or loss from continuing operations, gross of taxes, which is your operating profit. Add or subtract non-operating items, giving you your income or loss from continuing ops, gross of taxes. Then you have income taxes. Take your current tax liability, add your deferred tax liability, subtract deferred tax assets, then you have your income tax expense. So then you have your income or loss from continuing operations, net of taxes, and then you subtract that, you subtract from that income tax expense, giving you income or loss from continuing operations, net of taxes. Then you have income or loss. You have a drinking game every time Jeff says, or loss, drink. Income or loss from discontinued operations, net of taxes. Within that, you have gain or loss from operations. Then you subtract your impairment loss, which is the carrying value minus the net realizable value. Then add to that gain or loss on disposal of assets, which is proceeds minus carrying value, giving you income from discontinued operations, gross of tax. Then you add or subtract tax effects, giving you income from discontinued operations, net of tax. And then finally, net income is income or loss from continuing operations, net of tax, plus income or loss from discontinued operations, net of tax. And that is net income. So that was the income statement. Now we'll move on to the statement of comprehensive income. So the statement of other comprehensive income, OCI, is a financial statement that displays items that are not included in net income but affect the equity section of the balance sheet. So it includes certain unrealized revenues, expenses, gains, and losses that are excluded from net income. So for the statement of comprehensive income, you begin with net income. Then you add to that other comprehensive income, or OCI, and within OCI is foreign currency translation gains or losses, pension adjustments, unrealized gain or loss on available for sale debt securities, then gain or loss on derivatives designated as cash flow hedges, giving you comprehensive income. Let's go over OCI one more time. Foreign currency translation gain or loss, pension adjustments, unrealized gain or loss on available for sale debt securities. I emphasize debt because there used to be available for sale equity securities. Then, but not anymore, only debt. And then gain or loss on derivatives designated as cash flow hedges. Foreign currency, pension, available for sale debt securities, derivatives as cash flow hedges. Comprehensive income. Net income plus OCI is comprehensive income. Now, reclassification adjustments move specific gains and losses from AOCI, which is accumulated other comprehensive income, to retained earnings when those gains and losses are not realized. Let's talk about financial statement presentation. Combined statement of income and comprehensive income. You have your income statement or statement of profit or loss and the statement of comprehensive income into a single statement. That's the combined statement. Or you can have a separate statement of income and a separate statement of comprehensive income, which are two separate but consecutive statements. Both are fine. This concludes income statement and statement of comprehensive income.